your need-to-know cultural snapshot of Wisconsin and beyond. This is What's on Tap with Sandy Max, sponsored by Visit Milwaukee. A deep dive into all things intriguing, riveting, and entertaining. Now, here's your host, Sandy Max.
Hello there. Welcome to What's on Tap tonight. I, too, was going to be listening to your Milwaukee Brewers play the St. Louis Cardinals, but rain has changed that plan. So, no worries. I have a whole lot of fun and some TV and music news, including the song you need to hear. You really do need to hear it. You will be one of the first people to hear the brand new Rolling Stones song. The unstoppable band that has just announced they will release their 25th studio album. I have the new song. I have details and updates. How long do we think it'll be before they announce another tour? Why not? Like I said, they're quite unstoppable. So that's something I'm very much looking forward to tonight. And if you are wondering, it seems like the rain in the Missouri area will let tomorrow's day game go on. And then tonight's game that you would have heard right now will be on July 7th during that homestand at the Cardinals. And I remember that date because that would have been my dad's birthday. So the universe is just working around. But guess what this means? We get to hang out during Cinco de Mayo on Taco Tuesday. They are coming together. And like I said, I've got some TV news. If you're a Bear fan, I have what's a secret episode that just released today to tell you about. And Matthew Perry of Friends, rest his soul, there's an auction of a whole bunch of his collectibles and things that he saved, scripts from the show and all sorts of interesting things as a great fundraiser to help other people with substance abuse, what he struggled with. And it made me think, like, hey, you know what? We have a Friends connection here in Milwaukee. Remember from when Phoebe had triplets? There are quadruplets who played the triplets, and two of them live right here in Milwaukee. So we will revisit a very fun conversation and hear about what it's like to be babies on Friends with Alexis and Paul Simak. That is in the 7 o'clock hour. But until then, honestly, it is Cinco de Mayo and Taco Tuesday, and we have so much great food in our city, not just in Milwaukee, but around our area. Where is one of your favorite places to get your taco on? Do you have a favorite Mexican restaurant that you like to celebrate? And before anybody like texts in on the Siding Unlimited, WTMJ Talk and Text Line 855-616-1620 to correct me on what Cinco de Mayo is. Yes, for everyone, just the refresher, Cinco de Mayo is not Mexican Independence Day. It is a day in Mexican history where the Mexican army, they had victory over the French forces in the Battle of Puebla. It was May 5th, 1862. So this is one of those symbols of national pride. And now, of course, in America and here in Wisconsin, we love a theme. So why not celebrate Mexican culture and heritage and embrace especially the flavors? So if you've got a spot where you think absolutely the best tacos, tell me and tell the rest of us. The Siding Unlimited, WTMJ Talk and Text Line, 855-616-1620. I know it's going to be really busy in a lot of our Mexican restaurants around here. I would just say, if you forgot, no problem. Stretch it out. Mi casa es su casa in a lot of places. A lot of places will welcome you, including Botanas. That's one of my favorite spots, and I think that it is actually is their motto, mi casa es su casa. So I live for their quesadillas. So I'd be a quesadilla gal, but there is no day that rhymes with quesadilla. I'm with producer Isaac Marquardt. Isaac, do you have a favorite spot or a couple suggestions for WTMJ fans to tuck into a terrific taco?
I do. I'm lucky enough to live like 5 minutes away from Cafe Corazon.
Oh,
so
yes.
I spend a lot of the summer on their patio.
Ah, Cafe Corazon, a few locations. And I also like that they embrace the NA if you want to go non-alcoholic margarita.
Absolutely.
And some of the healthier sides of cuisine as well. Cafe Corazon, I think that's a solid start. So 855-616-1620. Let's have some fun on this Cinco de Mayo times Taco Tuesday, taking your suggestions to help you make the best plans. And I have some winners from past best of lists to share with you as well. So stay with me. I'm Sandy Max on What's on Tap. Happy Cinco de Mayo to those who celebrate and embrace, and also Happy Taco Tuesday. And I'm Sandy Max, having fun on What's on Tap with you, embracing some of the finest flavors we have in our area, asking you where your favorite spot to get your taco on is. And the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line is 855-616-1620. That's 855-616-1620. Taking your suggestions. And we got Robert, who called in from Waukesha. Unfortunately, his phone quality wasn't so great, but we did understand enough that La Estacion in Waukesha is his favorite spot, and I looked it up. I love it when the slogan is Waukesha's favorite Mexican restaurant. Hey, just lean right into it. So La Estacion is a recommendation on William Street from WTMJ fan Robert. And on the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line, got a text from 608 suggesting in Racine, La Taquiza Guadalajara. Great food. So, and I think that's what we're looking for. And again, you can stretch it out. If you didn't make your Cinco de Mayo plans, or you're like, oh, I would love to go, but it's going to be a wild night at my favorite restaurant, stretch it out. You always have the rest of this week and next week's Taco Tuesday to look forward to and make your plans. And Visit Milwaukee, always a good resource if you're looking for some spots. Or, you know, you can even hang out in a whole neighborhood and try a couple of different spots. Because for sure in Milwaukee, Walker's Point, the South Side, are some of our bigger Latino communities with that authentic culture of taquerias and all the good tastiness. And one that gets voted best of, like in Shepherd Express, is Guanajuato Mexican Restaurant. And that's right there on KK as well. And Isaac was just talking about Cafe Corazon, also in Bayview. And WTMJ Partners are one of my favorites for a long time. When I realized how long I've been going to Botanas at 5th and National, it has been decades. And Jaime, the owner there, will always make you feel welcome. I'm guessing he's the belle of the ball tonight at at Botanas. There are just so many great specialties. Like if you like a birria taco, or those kind of specialties, Chucho's Red Tacos are supposedly very, very good. Bel Air Cantina, I feel like you can't go wrong there either. Lots of good fresh ingredients at Bel Air. Siding Unlimited, WTMJ, talk and text line, 855-616-1620. Celebrating Cinco de Mayo and Taco Tuesday with you. Another text in from 414, Tres Hermanos at 13th and Lincoln. Right there. Yep, that's, I've been there more than once. Good stuff there. And then if you like that street style, maybe no frills kind of favorites, you've got Lazo's Taco Shack as well. And the other thing that I do really like about Cafe Corazon is they get vegetarian and they get creative and very modern. So they get experimental with their restaurants. But yeah, National Avenue, you're going to find a lot of good spots for the authentic taquerias and even regional Mexican food. Because another spot that I like is Jalapeno Loco by the airport. But it sounds like it's just going to be kind of down and dirty street food. And it looks like it's an old Tudor, like it might have been a pancake house at some point, you know, like a waffle, not a waffle house, but like a pancake place. But it has some of the most delicious mole. Oh, yum. And that's make my mouth water right there. But La Casa de Alberto is getting recommended at 6th and National as well. And if you sniff around, you can find those taco and tequila tours, like Milwaukee Food and City tours, that will take you all around different spots, especially in Walker's Point, which is a lot of fun. So you've got the taco scene there. And like I said, best taco in Shepherd Express, best of Milwaukee last year was Guanajuato there in Walker's Point. You've got another fun really lo-fi, casual place, Conejitos. Super fun to just get some good food on a paper plate there. And Campali, they're here in 3rd Street Market Hall. They've got good tacos and an extensive menu where you can try like 30 different varieties. And like I said, they usually get in those best taco roundups. And Paloma Taco and Tequila in Deer District, getting a vote here in on the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line. So love to know where you enjoy getting your authentic Mexican flavors on, because we have a lot of spots to be proud of and enjoy the flavors. So 855-616-1620 is the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line. Got another text in from 262, Snapper Vic's Mexican restaurant in Woodland on Highway S. not familiar with Snapper Vicks. Thank you, 262-855-616-1620. Share your Taco Tuesday tips and your Cinco de Mayo celebration. Also, take your favorite spot to sip a tequila. I don't mind that either. Let's have some fun on Cinco de Mayo and Taco Tuesday.
You're listening to What's on Tap with Sandy Max on WTMJ.
Welcome back to What's on Tap. I am Sandy Max. Happy Cinco de Mayo and Taco Tuesday. It has been a lot of fun stirring up your opinions on where the best tacos are in Wisconsin, in Southeast Wisconsin, beyond Milwaukee. We've gotten suggestions on the Siding Unlimited WTMJ Talk and Text Line, 855-616-1620. Welcoming your suggestions. We just got Raymond from Tres Hermanos. He heard a shout out from one of our WTMJ fans from the 414, Tres Hermanos at 13th and Lincoln. He was like, I want to invite everybody here. It's like, oh. So I'm very excited to spread the good word, maybe turn you on to a spot that you haven't been to in a while or haven't tried yet. So we've got La Taquiza Guadalajara in Racine that was suggested by 608. Robert called in from Waukesha for La Estacion. Snapper Vic's Mexican restaurant in Woodland on Highway S, according to 262. Just got a fresh text in from 414 for Casa de Alberto. They're on 6th and National. And then Mike texted in, hi, Sandy. Mi familia likes El Beso. Their latent location has a really nice patio section with a waterfall. And excellent show. So have a great night. Oh, I thought he meant like the show was, the waterfall was an excellent show. He's just saying nice things about What's on Tap. Well, thank you very much. And that is fun. I like it. My favorite place for Cinco de Mayo is Tres Hermanos Restaurant. I think that might be Raymond. He's inviting everybody to join them with their best tequila and tacos. That is just fun. I love the community. And if you have a shout out to one of your favorite places, glad to take it all evening. 855-616-1620. Because like I said, it's great to try a new place. Or if you finally hear like, you know what, I've heard good things about that spot. I want to go there. And visit Milwaukee.org, also another great resource as you are looking for some great food. And I'm excited to tell you, if you are a fan of The Bear, talking about food, TV show about food, I think this is really a fun thing to do. I don't know how many shows have done this. The Bear just dropped a surprise episode on Hulu. And if you're like, I love The Bear, I didn't know about this. It's a prequel episode, and it's titled Gary, as in Gary, Indiana. And it follows the characters of Richie and Mikey. And if you want to find this episode, you have to actually type in the word Gary to find it, because it is so secret. You just search Gary on Hulu to watch it and get this bonus surprise episode for Bear fans. And this is, you know, to tempt you and get you excited for the next season. And this is a series that was going to stop at 4 seasons. If you remember, well, I'm a big Ted Lasso fan. I have Ted Lasso news as well. But Ted Lasso was only supposed to be a 3-season series. Well, The Bear was specifically written to be a 4-season series, but there's going to be a season 5 that comes this summer. And I have no spoilers for you, I promise. Another cool thing about the actors who play Richie and Mikey, they are now on stage together on Broadway in a stage adaptation of Dog Day Afternoon, which I think is interesting. But may not want to go to Gary, Indiana, but maybe you want to see this special episode of The Bear. Again, you have to type in the word Gary, and that is how you will find it. And it looks like a lot of the cast members who you've enjoyed from The Bear, including Jamie Lee Curtis, will be back for the 5th season. Of course, Jeremy Allen White will be in it as well. So the first 3 seasons of The Bear, 21 Emmys. And the first season I watched, I started to get anxious, like, man, a lot happens in a kitchen. And I like shouting, heard. Like, if you shout out something like, heard, it's like, okay, acknowledged. Heard you. You don't have to say it again. So looking forward to that. But get ready for the 5th season, which is expected to premiere this summer, possibly in June, because the other seasons had premiered, had June dates. But type in Gary on Hulu to see the surprise secret bonus episode of The Bear. And I was talking about Ted Lasso. I have some Ted Lasso news. And one of the stars of Ted Lasso is in Chicago performing a one-man show through this weekend. And especially if you're a Beatles fan, I think you would like that. So I'll give you an update on that. And on the TV theme, more about Matthew Perry's auction that he is holding to raise money to, well, his estate is holding, since unfortunately he passed away with that terrible tragedy of the ketamine overdose. And there are people who are being held accountable for that. Doctors and suppliers and dealers. That was just a very sad ending to the life of Matthew Perry. But his estate and his wishes are being held, and he's raised, his estate is raising money with some of his interesting collectibles from his friend's years and beyond to go to an auction, which will be interesting. And then your other TV connection to Friends is that when Phoebe Buffay had her triplets, the actors who played the triplets were, funny enough, they were quadruplets, because, you know, you're dealing with little babies who might be crying. You got to switch them out when you need to. And two of the quadruplets who played Phoebe Buffay's triplets visited me on What's on Tap. So we will hear about that very unique journey of what it was like to be on Friends. And in the meantime, stay with me and keep your Cinco de Mayo Taco Tuesday suggestions coming on the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line. Got a few more. Arabia's in Delavan from 262. 414 Cozumel in Oak Creek off of Howell. Got to try the shrimp chimichanga and their queso. And then 262 also texted in one more for you, Sandy, in Dodge County in Mayville. It's called Don Romano's. So very good. Keep those coming in. It is What's on Tap, sponsored by Visit Milwaukee, handcrafted, homegrown, world class. Discover more at visitmilwaukee.org. And now we go to the WTMJ Breaking News Center. Here is Elizabeth Lintonen.
This is What's on Tap with Sandy Max.
Song that is comfort television, isn't it? Makes people happy. One of the most epic sitcoms ever. And I think it's one of those sitcoms where people have a favorite character, but they really were a good ensemble. And I found out today, just announced that Matthew Perry, who played Chandler Bing, is, his estate is going to put on a major auction of Matthew Perry's personal items. The auction, the website will go live. It's Heritage Auctions. I just checked it out. It doesn't look like they have gone live yet, but it will be happening very soon. And then, or because the items are going to be on display in a couple weeks in Beverly Hills, so we can't see that. But, you know, the best way to get those bids high is to be accessible to everyone. So Matthew Perry's personal items, you'll be able to browse those online through Heritage Auctions. The deadline will be June 5th. And the great part is that these hundreds of items from the Friends years, including signed scripts, they're going to benefit the Matthew Perry Foundation, which focuses on addiction recovery and reducing stigma, because it was very important to him, because during that massively successful run on Friends, he really did struggle with substance abuse, and he passed away, gosh, it was October of 2023, just 54 years old, the acute effects of ketamine. And there were doctors and a dealer who have pleaded guilty in connection with his death, something that really just shouldn't have happened, and especially since he was so conscientious and struggled with that. So he always felt like silence was not going to help people heal, and that truly reducing the stigma. So the Matthew Perry Foundation is going to raise money through these really unique items, including 26 original Friends scripts, you know, from the one where I'm already laughing, but where Ross has his pants, where he gets the Ross's tan, where he keeps turning around and getting sprayed. Just the one where Joey speaks French. So, like, what a collector's item to have, including signed scripts from the pilot, from the very first episode, and then the series finale, the two-part finale, but, like, signed by Matthew Perry, Jennifer Aniston, Courtney Cox, Lisa Kudrow, Matt LeBlanc, and David Schwimmer. Like, these are really, like, kind of Smithsonian snapshots of TV history. What else can you get? If you can't get a Screen Actors Guild Award any other way, you can bid on Matthew Perry's 1995 Screen Actors Guild Award, which is, he won for best performance by an ensemble in a comedy series. So again, that's really a part of TV history. And I guess it's great that it will go to a super fan or a collector, or maybe, like a broadcasting and TV museum, than just, I don't know, winding up being at a somewhere lost in a in a box in an attic somewhere. And also, if you watched the show, you know, on Monica's door for the peephole, it was almost like a cartoonish yellow picture frame. He had a personal replica of that from Monica's apartment. I don't know if he took it from the set on the last day, or but he has one of those personal photo album titled The One with the Last Supper. So I don't know if that's like all of his photos that he would have taken on the set himself. And he also collected art. He had a couple of Banksy's and some other artworks. So this is going to be really, I can't wait till this gets posted online by Heritage Auctions so I can browse. But the public preview, like I said, Beverly Hills. I don't know that I'm going to road trip out to Beverly Hills May 18th through the 29th, but there will be an online access for this, for Chandler Bing's goodies. And Isaac, did you watch Friends? Is that comfort TV to you?
Oh, yeah. I've seen the whole series a couple times through. It's a great show.
Is Chandler Bing one of your favorites, or did you gravitate towards somebody else?
I would say Chandler is probably my favorite.
Could he be any funnier?
Exactly. Exactly.
What would you want if you could just cherry pick and go, I'll take that?
So one artifact, it's not a Chandler specific one, but Joey's stuffed penguin that he has with the flight cap on, with the goggles. I always thought that thing was really, really funny. So I think that's what I would pick.
Okay. I don't know that that's in the auction, but I look forward to it being posted. Thank you, Isaac. So keep your eye on that. I will keep you updated here as soon as I see it get posted online. And I am very, very excited to share with you, just after 7 o'clock, the interview with two of Phoebe's triplets, Phoebe Buffay, when she had triplets, when she was the surrogate for her brother. And that was an interesting storyline in itself. Well, quadruplets, the Simoc quadruplets portrayed Phoebe Buffay's triplets. And it turns out two of the quads live right here in Milwaukee, Alexis and Paul, and they work downtown. You might have even seen them at Skylight Music Theater or at St. Kate or the Pfister. Get to know Alexis and Paul and their story about how they got cast on Friends, how being cast on Friends as Phoebe's babies has shaped their lives. It's a really fun conversation. So that's right after the 7 o'clock newscast. And talking TV, updates on Ted Lasso and how you can see one of Ted Lasso's stars, his connection to the Beatles, and what the heck, I've even got some new Rolling Stones and updates for you. Stay here on What's on Tap.
What's on Tap with Sandy Max is back on WTMJ.
Sometimes you just need a little bit of good news, and I think that the return of Ted Lasso is good news. I'm Sandy Max. Welcome back to What's on Tap, a show about culture and creativity here in Wisconsin and around the world. And if you were looking for the Milwaukee Brewers game, rain has washed out tonight's game against the St. Louis Cardinals. It's not one of those thunderstorms that blows through. It's just, I think they've had rain like all day. So that means tonight's game is actually going to move to July 7th. They're going to play a doubleheader. The Brewers and the Cardinals will play a doubleheader in St. Louis on July 7th, one at 1:15 and then game two at 6:45. Tomorrow's game is still on. You will hear it right here on WTMJ. Game coverage starts tomorrow at 12:15 for tomorrow's matchup against the Milwaukee Brewers and the Cardinals. So instead of bumping the doubleheader to tomorrow, it'll be on July 7th. So I'm disappointed too. I was ready to listen to the game, but I have fun things ahead. You're going to hear brand new Rolling Stones music that I think you will enjoy. We've got an interview with the Friends, two of the babies who played Phoebe's triplets, and some concert updates. So stay with me and back to Ted Lasso when sometimes you need some good news. Isn't that just a feel good show? Well, last week, Season 4 was announced, and if you go to the WTMJ YouTube page, or if you just text the word watch to the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line, 855-616-1620, you can get a peek at the trailer, see if some of your favorite cast members are back, and circle your calendar for August 5th, 2026. Apple TV Plus is going to start streaming Ted Lasso Season 4. They are not going to binge it. You got to go away every single week through October to watch Ted Lasso 4, which is, you know, how we used to do it, which I think can bond you more to a show, because I'm a huge Downton Abbey fan, and just remembering that every Sunday, and then you'd have all that time to talk about it with your friends and think about the different storylines and the characters and what you did and didn't like. So August 5th is when Ted Lasso season 4, Ted returns to Richmond. You will see a lot of your favorite cast members. Hannah Waddingham is back as Rebecca. Roy Kent, you can't have this without Brett Goldstein. Coach Beard, Brendan Hunt is back. Jeremy Swift, who I'm a big fan of, he was in Downton Abbey, funny enough, as Higgins. And Keeley, Juno Temple is back. There will be some new cast members. And I don't want to spoil it for you, but you know, what the plot looks like or anything. But I just think it's good news that such a happy, thoughtful show is back, like Ted Lasso, I believe. And if you are a Ted Lasso fan and you like Coach Beard and that character, his name is Brendan Hunt, and he actually grew up in Chicago. He is a huge Beatles fan, and you might remember me telling you that I went to see his show, The Movement You Need, a one-man show about how much the Beatles shaped his life. And I went to the Steppenwolf Theater a couple of Sundays ago, and I really, really enjoyed it. And this show only runs through this weekend, May 10th. And then I think he wants to take this show to New York. But this is not going to be one of those shows where you're like, oh, that sounds fun, I'll get to it, I'm sure it'll be there for a couple of months. No, it's going to close on Sunday, May 10th. So if this sounds like a fun show that you want to see, I can highly recommend it. It is called The Movement You Need. And it is a lyric, if you listen closely, in this song, in Hey Jude. So it's a cool premise of how Brendan Hunt once got the opportunity to meet Paul McCartney. Paul McCartney stuck his hand out and said, hello, I'm Paul. Brendan Hunt stared at him and went, oh no, what do you say to Paul McCartney when the Beatles have meant so much to me my entire life? So that is where your next 65 or 70 minutes go of the one-man show called The Movement You Need, taken from a lyric from Hey Jude and the Beatles there. And so I can recommend that. Steppenwolf, The Movement You Need, Brendan Hunt's one-man show. Well, Paul McCartney, what's he been up to? Well, you'll find out when the Rolling Stones announced that they have a new album coming out. The Paul McCartney actually played on the new Rolling Stones album. So all the cool rockers hanging out together. So I am delighted to share with you that as of today, yes, the Rolling Stones, the unstoppable Rolling Stones, are going to release a new album. And yeah, you know, I shared with you the trailer for Ted Lasso. The only way I could play the trailer for you for the new Rolling Stones album is muted, because they're rock and rollers. They say some words that you can't play on the radio, but it's fun to see them in the recording studio. And they recorded this album called Foreign Tongues. We get to hear it officially on July 10th. 14 new songs, and In the Stars is the new single, which you'll be one of the first to hear it for the song you need to hear. But they have announced that they're going to do this. They had a fun announcement in Brooklyn today, hosted by Conan O'Brien, Jimmy Fallon. Mick Jagger will be on Jimmy Fallon, I think, tomorrow night. Then Keith Richards, then Ron Wood. So you will be seeing more of the Rolling Stones. But they're just full of energy. Like, they are truly unstoppable. They are still rock and roll. So their guest artists include Paul McCartney, Steve Winwood, Robert Smith of The Cure, and from the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Chad Smith, who we've been talking about, the Chad Smith Foundation, who right here, another Milwaukee connection, launched his after-school music education program. So I like how you can almost always find a thread to Milwaukee in these big, fun stories. So Mick Jagger is ready to rock, and we're ready to rock you with the new Rolling Stones song, In the Stars, from their upcoming Foreign Tongues album. What's it sound like? You'll hear it on the song you need to hear next on What's on Tap.
Welcome back to What's on Tap on WTMJ. And now, feast your ears. This is the song you need to hear.
Most blokes are going to be playing at 10. These go to 11.
It's a brand new song from the Rolling Stones. You heard right. It is called In the Stars, the very first track from their new studio album, their 25th one, called Foreign Tongues, which you can get on July 14th. We have to wait a little bit, but this is a taste of the new album, which has guests like Paul McCartney, Chad Smith of Red Hot Chili Peppers, Robert Smith of The Cure, and Steve Winwood. But of course, those core members of Mick Jagger, Keith Richards, and Ron Wood. This is In the Stars, the Rolling Stones, the song you need to hear on What's on Tap. Brand new Rolling Stones music, In the Stars, and the album Foreign Tongues, released on July 10th. Something to look forward to from the absolutely unstoppable Rolling Stones. And yes, if you're wondering, Mick and Keith are each 82 and Ronnie Wood 78, and they still are rocking and rolling. Stay with me for a Friends TV conversation next on What's on Tap.
Your need to know cultural snapshot of Wisconsin and beyond. This is What's on Tap with Sandy Max, sponsored by Visit Milwaukee. A deep dive into all things intriguing, riveting, and entertaining. Now, here's your host, Sandy Max.
Welcome to the second hour of Impromptu What's on Tap, sponsored by Visit Milwaukee. And if you were checking in, see the score of the Brewers game, it's been postponed. You'll have to check in on July 7th, technically, to get the score of what was going to be tonight's Brewers game because of the really steady rainfall that's been happening in the St. Louis area all day long. Tonight's game has been postponed. They'll play a doubleheader, Brewers and Cardinals, on July 7th. Then tomorrow, though, you still have Brewers on the schedule. Tomorrow's day game is still planned. Coverage here starting tomorrow at 12:15 on WTMJ. In the meantime, though, hey, I'm glad to be hanging out with you. Happy Cinco de Mayo and Taco Tuesday. And I have recommendations from WTMJ fans that we got at the beginning of the show to share with you a little later. And if you have a suggestion for a great place to get tacos, the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line is 855-616-1620. Welcoming your suggestions too. I have some local live music announcements, but first, a fun Friends connection to Milwaukee. In entertainment news today, I mentioned earlier that Matthew Perry's estate announced that they are having an auction of really hundreds of really interesting items that Matthew Perry has collected over the years. And after portraying Chandler Bing for a decade, he got some really interesting items like signed scripts and other little keepsakes from the set that will go to benefit his foundation, which helps people with addiction recovery. And this reminded me of a really fun story that I discovered. You remember Phoebe Buffay had triplets? Well, two young people here in Wisconsin, living in Milwaukee, were part of the quadruplets who played those triplets. So I wanted to share with you this conversation with those quads. You've seen them on Friends before they could even walk. My guests are two of the Milwaukee quadruplets who played Phoebe's triplets on the TV sitcom Friends. Welcome, sister and brother, Alexis and Paul Simak. How are you?
I'm always good. Thanks for asking. How are you?
I'm great. Alexis, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful today. It's such a pleasure to be here.
I am so charmed by this discovery because between the two of you, we have met through What's on Tap circles and easy conversation, but it came up that you are the quadruplets that played the triplets of Phoebe Buffay. How did you end up playing Lisa Kudrow's babies?
Usually it takes a few drinks to start talking about this, so I'm surprised you found out in the first place. But Alexis, I know you got the story pretty down pat.
So being quadruplets in California, we were born and raised in Newport Beach, and quadruplets, very rare, a lot of publicity. So when we were released from the hospital, Friends reached out to my mom and was like, we would love your babies to audition. Now my mom is so Hollywood mom that she was like, oh, absolutely. I'll give you my 6-month-year-old babies.
Along with our social security number, our middle names, everything. She was all in.
Well, and Friends was established by then. What, season 6?
Yes.
So to get a call from Friends and maybe start your college fund, I have to think that was very appealing.
Very appealing. And so when Friends reached out, we booked the job because as Phoebe's triplets, if you have 4 babies coming in, if one was crying, they would just rotate us around. So it was a dream for Friends because each of us was put into a bunch of different outfits.
I wore a gorgeous dress. It was wonderful. I was about 6 inches tall. But yeah, I was actually the girl on the show playing Leslie Jr.
Oh, I was crying too much. So they had to take me out. But then I can recognize a shot of me in the girl outfit. So we make fun of each other all the time because we all just were swapping.
Yep. But you're not trading clothes now, you and your three brothers.
My closet is off limits to her. That is true.
So, okay, I've got Alexis and Paul. Who are your other two brothers?
We have Cole Simak, who he is in Miami right now in his third year of medical school. And Justin Simak, who also lives in Florida with my parents in Vero Beach, Florida.
So all four of you get to rotate your clothes, get to be seen. So do each of you get screen time as one of Phoebe's triplets?
It's pretty consistently shared. Yeah, my two brothers, of course, there's a few establishing shots where you see us and then a few close-ups. In all the establishing shots, of course, we're together, all equal. And then each one of us has our own little close-up moments, whether it's kind of them in front of Lisa Kudrow or me where I get stuck in a drawer and pulled out by one of the cast members, too. Yeah, it was all pretty evenly shared.
But what's so special about it is that, of course, we were 6 months old, so we don't remember absolutely anything. But my parents got super lucky because they were the ones, you know, who brought us to our trailer. They got to meet all the cast on set. They got to shake hands with everybody. Lisa Kudrow and Courtney Cox told my mom that holding us as babies, Lisa Kudrow was pregnant at that time. She said that holding us made her so excited to have kids, as well as Courtney Cox. So that's so cool that two of the most iconic actors, just by holding us, they were like, yeah, we're ready to have kids.
Aww.
Yeah.
What a beautiful impact you made, and that it's nice to know that they didn't just treat you like props, that you really were treasured little pieces of the set, but now you are part of sitcom history.
We've got our own Wikipedia page, a little IMDb action as well.
And of course, this episode tends to play at bars, like dive bars, random places, and we always get videos and Snapchats of our friends sending us, zooming in on us on TV, and it's just so silly, but so special.
Paul, you brought up, wow, usually got to have a couple in me before I let this story out. And Alexis, something that you happily share. How does the Friends experience come up in your lives? Is this a secret for you, Paul, or is it something you're proud of?
I'd like to say I peaked when I was like 6 months old. It's just been downhill from there. I mean, it comes up every so often. It's a fun little fun fact that packs a pretty heavy punch. So, you know, usually for me, I'm not as forthright with it as Alexis may be, but it is a fun topic of conversation, of course. The natural conversation between, oh, we're quadruplets, and we have younger twin sisters even, and we are also on Friends. It's kind of wild.
That's a big family.
Yeah, but
my goodness, good
segue, because the twins were the ones to convince me to make my first TikTok.
And that's how you blasted it out to everybody.
Absolutely.
Well, hold on. Before we get to your TikTok, because I do want to talk about that, there's more TV birthing going on here. Even though you were on Friends at 6 months old, that was not your first time on television. Tell me about your mom giving birth to quadruplets and why it was TV worthy. How did that come about?
Yeah, medically, of course, it was a big deal. We were a very unique and more rare case when it comes to quadruplets, just with being IVF conceived and then inserted. It was a whole process, but it was kind of a first of its kind with multiples. So we were at a specialist hospital, and our birth was actually aired on CBS. If you can believe it, it's still on YouTube. Don't go look it up. But, but
there
are
no rotating outfits on that.
That's right.
But what an experience for your parents to have had TV cameras following that journey.
Absolutely. I think it takes a certain kind of personality to even allow that to happen, which that's really telling about my mother. Love her dearly, Kathy Simak. But she's always been someone who loves the spotlight and just loves to share her story. So I think her choice by doing that just stemmed from like wanting exposure of quadruplets and multiples. And she just like shines in the spotlight. So, I mean, I think it was a very interesting decision, but a very cool one because it allowed for a lot of opportunity for different people to view it. And there were so many doctors involved in the process, and what an experience.
Well, and even after the episode of 48 Hours aired, it was, I think, the motivation for my parents was a lot of just outreach too. So so many other multiple parents reach out to my mom, another few couples expecting quadruplets that they were all able to connect, talk, share about. So it was kind of a show of support as well for that very crazy process and news to know you're going to have multiples.
So your mom, as much as you're smiling and saying, okay, well, she doesn't mind the spotlight, but she really is serving.
Absolutely. Last Christmas, my mom pulled out the tapes of us growing up, and there is a tape of the four of us just screaming our heads off, and the camera pans to my dad, and he's like eye rolling, and I just like can't even believe that my parents had to deal with four screaming children all at once. So watching it, we were watching all the tapes back, and it was, wouldn't you say, it was such a interesting experience to
see.
It
was pretty phenomenal.
Four babies.
You've never seen a stroller with four seats in it? It's definitely a sight to hold.
Wide load.
Yeah, that's
coming
right.
Through.
It beeps when it backs up.
I'm realizing how timely this is to play this just before Mother's Day weekend coming up. We're going to continue this conversation with two of the quadruplets who played Phoebe's triplets on the sitcom Friends. More with Alexis and Paul Simak on What's on Tap.
You're listening to What's on Tap with Sandy Max on WTMJ.
You ready to push again?
Oh, I already had a baby. Leave me alone.
Okay, come on. You can do it. You can do it.
That is an epic moment from Friends, Phoebe giving birth to triplets. And my guests played two of the triplets on the show. Alexis and Paul Simak are brother and sister, two of the quadruplets, who live in Milwaukee. Brothers and Justin and Cole live in Florida. And I'm happy to have Alexis and Paul as guests on What's on Tap, who were on TV not only in Friends, but before that sitcom experience, their mom filmed for an IVF TV show on CBS in 1998, documenting the journey and the birth of the Simak quads. And back into this chat with a question, was there a follow-up show after the birthing show?
They did check on us 2 years later. There was an article that was written just about, how's it going raising these four children?
Then when the four children are all in your terrible twos.
That's right.
So you came out of the womb with cameras. 6 months later, more cameras on only one of the biggest comedy series ever. Are either of you interested in acting or continuing being on camera?
So I got super lucky. The camera and theatrical bug bit me so early as a six-month-year-old baby, but I did end up running with that as my career, which is so incredible. So with that TV show, I was like, I want to do this. When all the press started coming out, I was like, wait, this could be like a really, really cool career. So I decided in high school, I did all of the musical theater productions in high school, said I want to go to college for this. So I did get a double major in communication and musical theater. Then after that, went to professionally perform in musical theater.
What were some of your roles?
I've been so lucky to perform at Skylight Music Theater. So I was in Super You, the world premiere. I was in Juliet in Romeo, the world premiere. I was in Evita.
I feel like I want to make you sing. I won't. But that's not
she
not
will,
to prove it. Yeah,
her,
but oh, that's wonderful. Super You was incredible world premiere. That was that had to have been a fun, energetic, modern show to have been part of.
Yes, absolutely. And you know what? Every time I walk into a rehearsal room, the first thing they ask is an icebreaker, and I get to say, hi, I'm a quadruplet, and then I get to follow up with, hi, I'm on Friends, and all the actors are like, whoa.
That is a showstopper. But Skylight Music Theater, you are now part of the front office team.
I am. So I am the digital media and PR manager, so I get the privilege of running Skylight socials and doing a bunch of public relations while also being able to step into the hat of performing, which has been so lovely.
Alexis, I find it incredible the thread of on-camera births. Executive director Susan Varela, she was part of a baby story almost 20 years ago, that reality show, when she and gave birth to her son Oscar. Very funny that we have a third story of on-camera babies and birthing. So between Phoebe Buffay on Friends, your mom, Kathy Simak, and Susan Varela. So there's the trifecta there of TV births. And Paul, what's your career path been since you didn't get into acting?
Yeah, well, she chose to be on camera. I chose for a while to be behind it.
Really?
I was actually in sports production out of college for a number of years in the Milwaukee area with the Milwaukee Milkmen, Rock Ventures, before jumping to work for a network over the last few years. But recently made the switch to hospitality. So I kind of took those same elements of production and moved it over to private dining here in the city of Milwaukee.
And that's how I got to meet you, a spotlight interview on What's on Tap for St. Kate the Arts Hotel.
Yeah, I oversee St. Kate the Arts Hotel, the historic Pfister Hotel, and the Hilton City Center all downtown here in beautiful Milwaukee.
So you're surrounded by creativity and beauty in your career as well. So does this ever come up when you're in elementary school or middle school or high school? Like, does anybody care? Is this something that you're proud of or something that you just are like, eh, we're just normal people. That just happens to be our backstory.
It was kind of on the back burner until we in our circles came of age to enjoy Friends. That's when it kind of exploded.
In middle school, all these people were like, you were on Friends. You were on Friends. And at that time, I was like, oh, cool. And I was like, maybe I should watch Friends. So I spent a whole summer. I'm not even kidding. I think I watched an episode every single day for the summer. I binge watched the whole TV show, and when I got done, I was like, wow, I was on Friends. So I think it has impacted me the most, I feel like, between me and my three brothers. And
the three brothers, did any of you binge watch as well, or is it just like, yeah, we kind of know?
I watched the one episode I was on, and that's all I need to see. One and done, baby. No, it's a great show. I watch it every once in a while.
What made you, Alexis, decide to make a TikTok about your Friends past?
So it is 2020. We are in lockdown. We are absolutely bored out of our minds. And my twin sisters were like, why aren't you making a video about this? I think it would go viral. And I'm just sitting there like, oh, it's little old me. Nothing's gonna happen. So I make it so quickly. It was the kind of thing where I was like, am I on Friends? Yes. And then I put some little like clips together. And so I post it being like, oh, that was fun. I wake up the next day and my TikTok is flooded with notifications. Absolutely. Like it was a
So you weren't even watching to see if it got any likes.
No, because I wasn't even going to open the app. I just was like, this was fun. Great. We had a great time. Oh my goodness. Did this thing spiral and spiral and spiral? So right now it is at 3.4 million views. From that has stemmed from the Good Morning America interview, Access Hollywood interview. I get new random followers and people every day. Articles coming out. Actually, 2 days ago, I saw this random article. Truly had no intention of that going viral. And I think, you know, a lot of people in social media are striving to get things viral. They're right. Trying so hard. So the fact that I just had no idea that this was going to happen was like so, 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 so special.
Fun with Phoebe's triplets. One more question for Alexis and Paul Simak next on What's on Tap.
This is What's on Tap with Sandy Max.
Hey there, I'm Sandy Max. I got to visit with two of the quadruplets who played the triplets on Friends. Remember Phoebe's Babies? Alexis and Paul Simak are Milwaukeeans who are part of one of the most epic sitcoms in TV history. And we've chatted about seeing themselves on TV as little bitty babies, how they got cast on Friends, and what they're doing now with their careers. And now, as fun as this is to be part of the Friends lore, how important has it been to define yourselves beyond this?
In my career as a professional actress, I make a joke that I'm never going to get as famous as my six-month-year-old stint on Friends. So, I mean, it's on my resume. It's such an interesting conversation starter, but I am hoping career-wise that, like, I do get to a point where I can surpass the Friends fun fact.
Use it as the lily pad for your entertainment and
you,
arts
Paul?
Career.
It's always been a fun fact to have in my back pocket and just know that we were part of something so special like that. But it's just that. For me, it's in the past. And as great as it is to talk about it and have fun and really kind of look back, I'm always focused on the future. I love what I'm doing now, but what I like most about it is it gets me in the room with my sister and with you, and it gets me to be able to interact with my family on just that closer level. So it's some wonderful, unique, shared experience.
That's what I say. How has this televised start to your lives really shaped your relationship as quadruplets and your twin sisters and your parents as a whole family?
We are all very blessed with the fact that we are, I can very confidently say, very close. Mm-hmm. And that has been very special because not all families, you know, have that opportunity to stay close with their siblings. We make such an effort to see each other regularly.
But don't you feel like you'll never regret this time? The older you get and then as you create your own families, which, how do you feel about quads? Do you want to have quads or twins?
My fiance, I don't even know what she would think. Four would be amazing.
Just not all at once is what you're kind of saying.
Precisely.
Just spread those out. Okay.
As much as I love my big family, I'm thinking like my sisters and I are always saying like two kids max, just because I feel like there's so much that goes into raising a family like that and having all those mouths to feed and all of that fun adult stuff. But yeah, no, we are so lucky to be so close.
And be able to be around each other still.
Putting family first. Mm-hmm. Alexis and Paul Simak, two of the four quadruplets who you see on Friends as Phoebe's babies, along with their brothers Justin and Cole. Alexis, I hope to see you at Skylight Music Theater.
Absolutely.
Paul, I'll see you at St. Kate the Arts Hotel or maybe upstairs at Blue at the Pfister.
There we go. The first one's on me.
There we go. Thank you so much.
Of course, thank you.
Thank you for having us.
What a treat to talk with both of them and learn that. If you want to hear that full interview or watch the video of that chat or share it with somebody else, if you text the word FRIENDS to the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line, 855-616-1620. Text FRIENDS to 855-616-1620 right there to your device. You'll get the link so you can tap it and watch it and hear that full conversation. Friends, 855-616-1620. And now it is time to check in with the WTMJ Breaking News Center. Here is Jen Gregg.
What's on Tap with Sandy Max is back on WTMJ.
Making the most of a Brewers game postponement by embracing Cinco de Mayo and Taco Tuesday on the same day. And if you didn't hear, the Brewers-Cardinals game postponed for a doubleheader on July 7th. The regularly scheduled game is still planned for tomorrow with coverage starting at 12:15 here on WTMJ. So in the meantime, as we wait for our next Brewers baseball game, why not soak in some fantastic food in our area? And Cinco de Mayo, which we did the brief history lesson, it is not Mexican Independence Day, but it is a day of pride because the Mexican army beat the French forces at the Battle of Puebla, May 5th, 1862. You can use that as a trivia answer now. Maybe you can win a bet now that you have been refreshed on the history of Cinco de Mayo. But like anything, it's a great excuse to try a new restaurant or go to one that you've heard great things about. So at the beginning of What's on Tap, I asked WTMJ fans, hey, where do you love to get a terrific taco? You're one of your favorite Mexican restaurants in our area. Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line is open for you, 855-616-1620. I threw out my very favorite for years, for decades now. When I used to live in Bayview, I started going to Botanas at 5th and National. Met Jaime then, still friends with Jaime now. Great partners at WTMJ, terrific place. So I can highly recommend Botanas, but what I regularly get there is the quesadilla. So not exactly Taco Tuesday, but certainly leaning into Cinco de Mayo. Producer Isaac Marquardt, big fan of Cafe Corazon in Bayview as well, and they have other locations as well. And then we got Robert in Waukesha calling in that La Estacion is one of his favorite spots to have Mexican food, and I was really delighted how many WTMJ fans joined me on the WTMJ Siding Unlimited talk and text line. You are welcome too. 855-616-1620. 608 says that in Racine, La Taquiza, Guadalajara, in Racine is their favorite spot. 414, Tres Hermanos at 13th and Lincoln, which we got Raymond from Tres Hermanos was very excited to hear that people love his restaurant. So he also invited people to come. Snapper Vic's, a Mexican restaurant in Woodland on Highway S from 262. 414, Casa de Alberto is their suggestion. Mike texted in that mi familia likes El Beso, and their Layton location has a really nice patio section with a waterfall. And another great place being recommended by 262, Arabia's in Delavan. 414 in Oak Creek off of Howell is a place called Cozumel, and recommends the shrimp chimichanga and their queso. And Dodge County, if you want to get your Cinco de Mayo or your Taco Tuesday on tonight or in the future, 262 suggests in Mayville, Wisconsin, Don Romano's. And then I also got another text, you know, Pat McCurdy. Pat McCurdy's manager, Murph, says Tu Casa, 37th and Lincoln, is the best Mexican food he's found in Milwaukee. So bringing our community together, that's what food does. That's what flavors can do. So embrace the double whammy of Cinco de Mayo and Taco Tuesday. And also, if you're wondering, like, I don't know where do I want to go? Visit Milwaukee.org has a great space there for you to search and look for your favorite restaurants. We got a lot of live music announcements in my inbox today. I will share some of those with you, both national acts coming to town and some local live music events to enjoy. Stay with me here on What's on Tap.
Welcome back to What's on Tap on WTMJ.
Thanks for hanging out with me on What's on Tap tonight, sponsored by Visit Milwaukee, handcrafted, homegrown, world-class. Discover more at visitmilwaukee.org and turn up that prog rock just a little bit more. Recognize the sound of this guitar? This is Robin Trower, Bridge of Sighs. He used to play in Procol Harum. He is one of those influential guitarists, and he's still at it. And one of the live music announcements today, Robin Trower back in Milwaukee, October 13th. At the Pabst Theater, in a beautiful historic landmark, to see that kind of cool guitar artistry. And a lot of prog rock is also how he's been categorized. But Robin Trower is just one of those names where that's a bucket list show. If you've never seen him, you never know it's your last time to see a legend. Robin Trower, October 13th at the Pabst Theater. And another concert announcement today, another super influential and creative man. His name is Todd Rundgren. You're like, I know that name. Oh, yeah. He brought us one of the happiest Packers songs ever. And here's what's great. Todd Rundgren, on his Damned If I Do tour, is playing classic hits and fan favorites. There is no way that man can be in Milwaukee at the Pabst Theater August 26th and not play this song and have the crowd just go wild. And I remember Hello, It's Me. Yeah, Todd Rundgren's just done a lot of great music himself and then has produced a lot of great albums. So Todd Rundgren, August 26th at the Pabst Theater, that show announced today. And again, classic hits and fan favorites. And just a couple things to circle on your calendar there. And then if you're a movie fan, Kevin Smith, he's the guy in the 90s who brought you all kinds of movies that the Askewniverse, I think, is at one point is View Askewniverse is, because it's View Askew Productions, but Chasing Amy, where it was like a romantic comedy-ish, but Mallrats and Dogma and really the Jay and Silent Bob characters of that entire series. And then there's the Clerks movies series. So Kevin Smith, if you know who he is, then you're probably a big fan. September 17th, Kevin Smith, An Evening with Kevin Smith, happens at the Pabst Theater. That is September 17th. And this is another one of those opportunities where you're hanging out with a creative and you get to ask questions. And he's a great storyteller. He even has DVDs of An Evening with Kevin Smith. So, again, that is September 17th at the Pabst Theater. And Isaac Marquardt, producer extraordinaire. For some reason, I feel like you might be a Kevin Smith fan.
You have read me correctly.
Oh, have I?
Yes.
So this sounds like something to circle on your calendar?
Quite possibly. I've only seen Clerks, but that is the hardest I have ever laughed in a movie.
Really?
I loved it. It was so good.
You have some catching up to do then.
I really do, yes.
But I love those fond films that put you in that happy space.
Yeah, no, it was so good. And I have yet to watch any of his other films.
But that's what I mean. You have some catching up to do before September 17th. And then anybody else in your circle, a Kevin Smith fan?
Well, the band that my band shares a practice space with, local Power Pop Heroes Telethon,
yeah,
have a song in Clerks 3, and they, about 2 years ago, played on the Cruise Askew, the Jay and Silent Bob Cruise. So, yes.
I dig that connection. And that's what I mean. Like, if you know who Kevin Smith is, like, I'm kind of explaining for people who are like, I know I've heard of him, but like, for the people who are like, yeah, we know who he is. But I just love that through this catalog of films that this fandom is there and that other people want to hang out with other people
on a
cruise. And that Telethon got the chance to play.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really fun. Awesome. I love a local connection to the national stories. You know that. That's fun. So September 17th, an evening with Kevin Smith at the Pabst Theater. Now you know the local music connections. And I would say, not announced today, but on my radar, John Cusack is going to be in town on Friday with the Say Anything movie. That's the poster, you know, where he's holding the big boombox over his head, playing In Your Eyes by Peter Gabriel to woo the young lady. I think that's another one of those chances to see a truly classic 80s film on the big screen. And then there's the star, Midwest fella like John Cusack, grew up in Chicago. You get to ask him questions about what he remembers from that experience and what his favorite parts of the movie are. And so I think those are really fun experiences. And I guess I'm just fresh off the Milwaukee Film Festival experience, where almost all of those films, you got to meet the director or the producer or the person who's the subject of the documentary. I think anytime you can just get that extra layer of appreciation for the film or the art, and, you know, it's kind of like going to an art gallery and walking around the curator. You understand the artworks that are on the wall or the sculptures there a little bit more when you understand the creative process and the message that's intended to be brought across. So I think that would be a lot of fun. That is Friday, John Cusack with the movie Say Anything at the Riverside Theater. And we have more local festivals. And I wouldn't say festivals, you know, our regular warm weather series, another local live music announcement for one of our Monday music series. I'll share that with you next on What's on Tap.
You're listening to What's on Tap with Sandy Max on WTMJ.
This is the kind of music you can enjoy outside this summertime. You recognize them. De La Buena. What a great band. They've been around for a long time in Milwaukee. 10-piece, jazz, fun, Afro-Cuban, Latin jazz. Like, you name it, that's a group of musicians that can play it. And they just bring that good vibe. And we play De La Buena for you because they are going to kick off Lake Park Musical Mondays. The lineup just came out today for Lake Park Musical Mondays and Wonderful Wednesdays. And I'm telling you, if you do it right, I think you've got Tuesdays at Humboldt Park for Chill on the Hill. Like, you can plan live music every single weeknight in the summertime. You do have to wait a teeny bit. These free Musical Mondays at Lake Park start July 6th, which I guess makes some sort of sense. You kind of get past the Summerfest, and then we get into the neighborhood music festivals. And I think Washington Park has their band shell series. So you can really get your live music fix for free all summer long. Hearing those sounds through the city. So who's at Lake Park Musical Mondays? You just heard De La Buena. They kick it off July 6th. July 13th, you get the New Orleans vibe. Flow Tribe comes here from New Orleans with soul and funk and blues and rock. Gonna be fun. And then legends in our town, the R&B Cadets, July 20th. That is Paul Sebar with Robin Plewer and John Seeger. And they are all still really vibrant performers. Robin Plewer's just got that beautiful crystal voice. And Paul Sebar, I kind of make a joke, like, if I'm at a concert and then I see Paul Sebar, I'm like, oh, I must be at a good show if he's here too. So that is July 20th, the R&B Cadets. Laura Rain and the Caesars on July 27th, visiting from Detroit. More soul and R&B and funk. And then I dig this. Buckets of Prine, the songs of John Prine, an incredible songwriter. And it's a Door County supergroup that is performing the songs of John Prine. They used to do it for Bob Dylan. Now they cover the songs of John Prine. That is August 3rd. And then we get some more Louisiana fun. Buckwheat Zydeco Jr. is going to be here on August 10th for Lake Park Musical Mondays. The Cal Bergendahl Project is from Milwaukee, 6-piece instrumental jazz funk band. The Cal Bergendahl Project featuring Faith Hatch is August 17th. And then they wrap up Musical Mondays with a band from Louisville, Kentucky, the Mama Said String Band, on August 24th. So that is your Monday lineup for Lake Park Musical Mondays. But wait, there are Wonderful Wednesdays as well. And that kicks off on July 15th with the Last Bees. Wisconsin fella named Ian Ash, inspired by Led Zeppelin. Branch and Company is July 22nd. Will Branch is the Branch, and he was voted Best Folk Singer in Wisconsin by the Whammy Board in 2004. Main Street Dance is performing on July 29th on the wonderful Wednesday, so you get to see a high-energy choir performance with all sorts of choreography and local young talent singing and dancing. And Frogwater, who you hear right here, they just performed at St. Kate the Arts Hotel's Kentucky Derby Party last Saturday. They are going to bring their Celtic sounds, kind of bluesy sounds too. Frogwater, August 5th at Wonderful Wednesdays. Jen and the Jellyfish are going to be performing on August 12th. And then they wrap up their Wonderful Wednesdays with Little Miss Anne from Chicago, August 19th. She's a Filipina-American kids musician. She's made 9 award-winning albums, and it's that kind of event where your kids are going to be inspired and encouraged to sing and jump and dance and let their creativity shine. So Musical Mondays and Wonderful Wednesdays, freshly announced at Lake Park. Make your plans for affordable fun and support local musicians. I am so glad to bring you all of the updates. And thanks again for hanging out with me tonight. I know you were probably looking forward to a Milwaukee Brewers game. You will hear one tomorrow at 12:15 here on WTMJ, because tonight's game, rained out, will be postponed, but will be played on a doubleheader on July 7th. But hopefully you heard something fun. You heard a new Rolling Stones song tonight, which is still kind of makes me marvel, but it inspires me. Creativity does not end at any particular age. Rolling Stones, a new album to look forward to on July 9th called Foreign Tongues. And if you missed any of What's on Tap, you can always catch up on the podcast. You can find it on WTMJ.com or wherever you find your podcast. Search What's on Tap, WTMJ, and catch up on culture and creativity. Thank you so much for hanging out with me tonight. I'll meet you back here tomorrow at 6 for more What's on Tap, sponsored by Visit Milwaukee.